Blog Talk Radio.
Block G. I've never actually heard the D Hour Show theme song, so this is my first time hearing it. And apparently I just disconnected myself. How'd I do that? Or did I? Did I disconnect myself? Hold on. I don't know. There we are. Okay. Yeah, man, I've never heard D Hour Show intro, but yeah, this is my first time hearing it. And his shit was kind of tight. His intro was real dope and shit, you know. It's Naja here Wednesday, and it's your boy Brock G. I'm in here. And you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to do the show right. So I'm going to do it like this. Here we go.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday. Got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. Display showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views. Honest reviews, arguing and what. Always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the few, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Spazzing all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical 1, airwaves on lock. We lead the competition, sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Okay, that's tight. D's intro, his shit was sultry. I mean, it's D's. Smoothed out, straight R&B. You know, cut that bullshit off, nigga. Nah, his intro was tight, man. I never heard the D-Hour intro theme, so this is my first time hearing it. Of course, Naja here, radio, hitting hard. Of course, I got to hit up some cash man to do us another intro. man. Anyway, so here we are Wednesday, back on it, trying to do our thing. Look like Red done jumped in. Red, do that be you? Are you available to chit chat on the D Hour show?
Oh, it be you. I was sitting
over here listening to D's intro theme and, you know, listening how his shit is like 2 minutes long. He had a 2 minute long intro and his shit all, you know, jazzed out, smoothed out and shit. Our shit, you know, straight banging, kicking in the door in your face. His shit all, you know, take off your clothes. It's the D Hour show. Get that lotion. But before you bust that nut, we're going to talk about this. I'm also looking at our rating. I don't know where he got PG-13. Our show is straight R-rated. We got decapitations in this piece. We got guttings, and we swear a lot up in here. We cuss like sailors out to port in Brazil with no condoms. Our show is a little bit harsh, but that's because we come from a harsh environment. We come from the hood, but we're educated hoodlums. Well, I speak for myself. I can't speak for Red. Red, you know, she might just be educated. I don't know. Well, anyway, tonight we got Master Ace on tonight. I got some regurgitated music. You might have heard it the week before. I got kind of lazy, so I kind of left some of the same shit that we played not last week. Did you play anything last week, Ray? I wasn't on the show last week. I was at a parent-teacher's conference. Can you believe I got a kid? But anyway, I was at a parent-teacher's conference last week. Okay. So she held her own by herself last week. And like I say, I got some regurgitated shit. But I got some new shit to play for y'all. I got two joints off the Game album. Now, mind you, he has two albums out, the Documentary 2. He's got the Documentary 2 and 2.5. So those are floating around. I don't know if 2.5 is a mixtape or not, but Documentary 2 has everything on it. And I got a couple of joints off of that. We got two joints off.
Did we get kicked off? Because I don't hear nothing. Can't tell me what's going on. What's going on? I see. Hello? I'm still not in my head.
And dropped. So, you know, that's what happens when you got a StarTech and you're still using PrimeCo cell phones, you know, to call into the show. Anyway, so who watched the BET Awards last night? Who had an opportunity I didn't watch it either. I mean, people were supposed to be boycotting it because, and I didn't even know. We had the Million Man March anniversary, 20-year anniversary of the Million Man March this past weekend, and it was a star-studded event. It was a lot of cultural people, brothers, sisters, out there for the minister, Elijah Muhammad, but Farrakhan, and again, he's celebrating the 20-year anniversary of the Million Man March, which, unfortunately, I was in college, and I didn't get a chance to go then, and I didn't get a chance to go now. But if you missed it, there are plenty of resources to see it online and check it out and look at the history of that and see how much change has happened since, you know, back in the 90s to now. And it was a pretty big event. But unfortunately, BET didn't cover the event. Did you hear about that, Red? Did you hear anything about that? BET not covering the event?
But BET's not black-owned, so why would you think they would cover it?
Exactly. Correctamundo. But here's the thing, though. If you have a station called BET, Black Entertainment Television, yes, it's not owned by the Johnsons anymore. It's owned by some crotchety old evil-looking-ass white man. Viacom.
And then the kid.
Viacom, a.k.a. MTV. Partly the reason why BET's programming had went from worse to just in the toilet.
Yeah, right.
You know, I hate to pull the whole racism card and shit like that, but I mean, this is what happens when you allow your station to be sold. Well, they sold their station pretty much because it was black owned, but they sold it to Viacom. And of course, Viacom don't give a shit about BET. BET was actually competition at MTV at one point because we played all of that black videos that you didn't see on MTV. So I'm saying we like our own a piece of the shit, but that's pretty much what happened. They played all the black videos that you've never got to see on MTV. That's where, you know, Video Soul came from, Video Vibrations, Rap City, and all that. But anyway, long story short, BET didn't cover the Million Man March, and so they were supposed to be boycotting the Rap Awards, BET Rap Awards. And I don't know, from Facebook it seemed like, people in my circle or on my feed, I didn't really see too much talk about it. I heard about the ciphers and everything. I don't know who won. Yeah. You know, I don't know who won. I don't know who got an award. I haven't watched the BET Awards since the last Source Awards. So that should tell you.
Damn.
You know, pretty much about
me. I think I watched it with you.
Right, that was when we was in school together. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the last time I seen it. And that was how many years ago? Never mind, I don't say nothing. But anyway, that was a long time.
It comes on again Thursday. You know, they're going to air the hell out of that. It comes on again Thursday, but I probably won't watch it then either.
Well, yeah, I'm just not interested in any of these awards. I didn't watch the MTV award show Too Tough either. You know, the last one that they had with, you know, that whole thing with Nicki and Miley. Nicki and Miley, WWF beef, you know. Their pro wrestling fakeness, you know. But I didn't watch that either. Where Kanye elected himself to be president or to run for president or some type of public office. But yeah, I really didn't pick up on it. I picked up a lot of this stuff secondhand from other entities of broadcasting and television. So, but yeah, that's pretty much what went down. The Million Man March. BET Awards being boycotted. Some other shit jumped off too, but I'm not at liberty right now to recall. I don't have my shit up, but you know, there's been talk about you know, BET falling for the longest. The latest thing that's trending right now is Lamar Odom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's he in critical condition, man. I hate to see the brother like that, man. He's been through a lot. He's been through a lot from what I've been reading up till now recently. The brother been hurt, man. But that's the thing that's trending now. He was out in Nevada.
That's a bad choice.
This past weekend, the other day or something like that. But anyway, he was at the Bunny Ranch. And
the Love Shack.
My man, yeah, he was at the Love Shack, and he had some natural Viagra. He might have OD'd on it. How do you, you know, some of that stuff they sell at the porn spots. You can pick that stuff up at your local gas station. You know, so I don't know if you got them down there in Atlanta like that where you could pick up the enhancers for, you know.
Yeah.
But if you can get it at a gas station, you don't need to be taking it. That's
right.
That's just my general thought. You know, I ain't trying to shit on dude. Considering what he's going through right now, because to be perfectly honest, and I'm not wishing no bad on him, but he might not pull through. You know, he got a collapsed lung. They got him on life support. You know, Pac had a collapsed lung when he passed on, man. And it ain't sounding too good for Lamar, man. Lost his best friend, his childhood friend in June. You know, this whole Kardashian shit with them hoes. The team Lakers kicked his ass off to the Mavericks. Mavericks let him go to drugs. You know, his wife on some bullshit, fucking French Montana and any other available rapper. You know, dude been through some hard times, man. So you know, I get it, man. Do I get it? I feel sorry for dude, man. I hope he pulled through. I pray he pulled through. You know, nobody should, you know, go through them circumstances, but it's tight, man. It don't sound too good. It's tight. You know, this is the same shit we went with Whitney's kid, man, when she passed away. And, you know, and not exactly the same circumstances, but it's fucked up, man. Life is fucked up. That's all I can tell you, man. That's all I can say on that piece. Life is truly fucked up. And so.
Bobby Christina, Bobby Brown finna have a book come out, I think. I don't know if it was November or January, but he's supposed to, you know, of course, it's a tell-all book about him and all his trials and tribulations, and of course his daughter and the real deal on Whitney. But I'm like, hey, didn't he write a book before?
Shit, didn't the movie come out? Shit, well, why are you bullshitting? We don't need to know nothing else about Whitney. We just sat up and we saw the reality show. We saw Bobby Christina growing up during the reality show. We really don't need to hear any more negativity or whatever he thinks this book. I ain't gonna say negativity. We don't need to hear anything said about their life because it's showing. You know,
right?
I mean, kudos to him if that's what he got to do. To make ends meet. I mean, if you saw the last concert he was in before, you know, the whole Bobby Christina thing, you know, Bobby picked up that weight and he couldn't keep up with the moves no more, man. I don't know if you saw that on Facebook or on YouTube, man. And he couldn't keep up with the moves, man. So he was winded, you know. And we don't need to see no more negativity, man. I'm going to just say it. We don't need to see no more negativity or read any more negativity about that dude. Been through enough, man. You just get out there with New Edition and do them tours, man, and get some cardio in, Jack, because, you know, it is what it is, cuz. And other bullshit and fuckery news. Did you hear about Lil Wayne and his sex tape?
Oh, God, no. And was it him and Baby?
He got a sex tape.
Who's him? Who? I'm sorry.
Him and Baby. Man.
I said his Baby.
That would be horrible.
Oh,
that would, you know, some shit, he was with some strippers or some shit, man. Yeah. But there's been a lot of fuckery and bullshit coming out, man, the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks, man. These cats with these damn sex tapes leaking, and Superhead had some shit to say about it. Stephen Corrin or Kareem Stephens, whatever the fuck their name is, who's made a history, a life of being known as Superhead. What could you possibly contribute negative to that tape when you've made a life of being dubbed Superhead? That is your moniker. You are the Monica Lewinsky of hood. You have permanent stains in your mouth. You have swallowed numerous.
Yeah, why did you make me throw up?
Right.
Oh,
she,
God.
You know, she ain't had all type of kids in her face, literally. But yeah, she got out there. She said her little 2 cents, and you know, talked about his sex tape. Before that, Amber Rose had her slut walk. Her, man. You know, it's just so much fuckery out there, man. That's just crazy to me right now. Fred, fix your mic. You sounded like Bane again. You going Bane on us again.
It's fair. You said fair.
Like, right. You sound like you got the mask on and shit.
I couldn't breathe. Yeah,
right.
I was
born
glorified in negativity.
Right.
That's the negativity, and they glorify it.
There you go. That's better. Now you sound much better. Okay. Yeah. You are no longer
back
born
myself
in darkness.
Again. Thank you. I'm in the light. I'm bright enough.
Right. Right.
You weren't supposed to agree.
Well, you are yellow, homie. I mean, you were red, homie. You got the right name, red. Goddamn sunshine looking at
I can't help it. I don't even tan, I turn pink.
See? You like raw steak. You just turn pink in the middle.
Oh, man.
So anyway, we got Master Ace coming on. I don't know what time this cat coming on. And I'm hoping, you know, maybe in the next 10, 20 minutes, maybe not, who knows. In any case, and D probably going to be mad at me, we got one guest, and we ended the show early tonight. So, you know, it's been a hard weekend for your boy, man. Brock been going through some shit, man. Man, let me tell you something, man. When you choose your significant other, or whoever you choose to be, man, please make sure you read the fine print. Please make sure that y'all know each other, man, because, man, some of these people, the people that you meet in life, man, if you ain't strong enough to persevere and get over shit, man, ooh-wee. I understand why there's crimes of passion. Yeah, it's a problem. I understand. Man, I understand. So, but yeah, man, it's been a chill week for me. It's Wednesday. We over the hump. Just a lot of shit, man. A lot in the news. You know, 50 still fucking with Rick Ross. Rick Ross still fucking with 50. Both of them talking shit.
You don't think they playing them?
Man, all this shit, man, you can't tell. There really is no true, real rap beef anymore. I mean, not like, you know, Cool Moe D and LL and shit. It ain't the same, man. It's fucked up. Oh, man, hold on. Let me see. Who we got calling, man?
Uh-oh.
Najee Head Radio. Who we got on the line?
What's good, Master Ace?
Oh, man, is this Master Ace?
All day. What's up?
What's up, man? How you feeling, cuz?
Feeling good,
man.
What's going on? I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, that's what's up. Now, you tell us what's going on. We ain't had you on the show in a year, man. You tell us what's going on. I know you dropped two albums, EMC, with your group.
That EMC joint, Tonight Show, came out in May.
Right.
I think he
dropped his last one in February.
Yeah. We didn't get the promotion that we wanted to get, but you know, we basically are about to do a bunch of touring off of that album because the fans, the real true fans, they found the record and they got their hands on it anyway and supported it. So we're going to Europe in November, and then we go to Australia in December, and both of those tours are EMC tours. We'll be doing all the songs off the album, old songs, new songs. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'm in the studio working on my new solo record, which is coming along very nicely.
What's the title? We got a title for it yet or no?
Yeah, the title is The Falling Season.
The Falling Season. Now, is this going to be like your previous one telling a story throughout of it, you know? That's what's up.
It's taking you back to my high school days, actually. We got Fats Belvedere on the record, if y'all remember him from A Long Hot Summer.
We're going back
in history, and you'll see the first time that I actually met him in high school, and it's going to tell a little bit of that story. So, yeah, you'll get the backstory to Fats Belvedere, which is kind of cool.
That's what's up, man. I'm interested in hearing that one. Man, what was I going to ask you? I had a mind fart, man. Anyway, yeah, the album, both of the albums were solid, man. So if y'all didn't get a chance to cop that, man, do yourself a favor and go get them because both of them are solid. He dropped the last one. Yeah, he dropped one last year. He dropped one earlier, I want to say in February. But, it's hot, man. So pick them up and check them out, man. I actually kicked it with you when you were in Chicago at the Shrine. You had a show. I had a couple of pictures, and I was like the photographer that was, like, right there. So I was kind of like a moopy. standing right there taking pictures of you and shit, man, while we was there.
Nah,
you know,
that don't make you a movie, man. That don't make you a movie. taking pictures.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah, I'm fucking with you. You and Sadat X kicked that one off. That was a nice joint right there. But, yeah, man, it's been a long time. And D was trying to reach out to you to get you to make an intro for us, man, on the show, man. Can we still make that happen?
When you say, you mean like a drop, or you mean like an intro as in like a, with a beat and all of that?
Yeah.
That's what you mean? With a beat and everything?
Yeah, Specialized Master Ace joint, man.
I mean,
can we
can get that to happen, but like I mentioned, I'm in the studio working on this record, so all my energy and efforts in recording is really focused on that for the moment. I can't really think about nothing else.
No, we weren't looking for it today, man. I mean, you know, the next month, I'll get you that. Yeah, you know, whenever you got some time, man, you know, we appreciate it, man. So what else is going on, man? I saw you guys kind of sort of did a reunion, a Juice Crew reunion, man. A couple of, what was it, last summer or was it this?
It was last summer.
You guys did a
Juice
Crew. Yeah. So we going to see another one of those, or was that just a one-time exclusive, man?
Well, I guess it was a three-time exclusive because we did it.
Oh, you did it three times. Okay.
We did it. Yeah, we did it a year ago at Radio City, at Radio City Music Hall, and that was actually the first time that the four of us was on stage since 1989. So we did it at Radio City last year, and then this year we've done it twice. We did it in Pittsburgh at a show that Kane and G-Rap had in Pittsburgh, and then we did it in Central Park at the New York City Summer Stage, the Rock City Anniversary Summer Stage. So that was three times the four of us on stage doing the symphony, and hopefully we can do it a bunch more times. There's been little rumblings, little talk about us trying to turn it into some type of a tour. And, you know, it's still all talk right now. We'll see if it materializes into anything real. But everybody seems to want to do it. It's just a matter of logistics and money and, you know, all of those kind of things. If we get all those things ironed out, then, you know, maybe we can turn this into a tour and bounce around to a few cities.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, I would have loved to seen that. I would have loved to seen that, man. Y'all don't never come to Chicago, man. We got horrible promoters out here, man, but I would have loved to see that. Man, that would have been dope. I saw the video of it, man, and that shit was nice.
Don't say would have been dope.
That shit was,
say it's going to be dope.
It will be when they come to Chicago on that tour.
Oh, right.
That's
what's going to
happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
No, but you know what? The last time we had you on the show and we asked you about that, it was like you wasn't sure it was going to happen because I think Marley was tripping or somebody. I think it was Marley and Shan was tripping about doing the tour because it was like it was supposed to be a whole Juice Crew reunion. Shantae, all of them was supposed to come back. Biz, all of them. And I think it was Marley was the one that was holding up progress the last time we had you on the show. That was when we had you and Special Ed on the show.
I doubt Marley was holding it up. That was more than likely. I don't know when that was when we had that interview, but it had to be back before we got together on stage and did the symphony. You know, last year it was probably before that.
Yeah.
So now that we've all kind of been on stage together and done the song a couple of times, I think it's more possible now.
That's what's up, man. That's good. I like to see stuff like that, man. You know, iron out old nonsense and get it popping, man. Just keep it moving, man. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, just for the record, nobody had really any issues with anybody like that. It just was logistics, you know, money. Everybody kind of had their own wants and needs, and I need this to happen and that to happen, and you know, promoters can't. It's almost impossible to please so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got another Doom project coming out, man? Or are we gonna get another Doom collabo?
I mean,
nah, you can't do it.
It's just too much. It's too much time. Like if I do another one, I would want it to be over original, you know, beats, new beats. And I'm such a picky beat picker that it might take us 5 years just to find the 10 beats
right
that I'm wanna make it happen for.
Who did the production on the latest album you got coming out?
It was all produced by one producer. His name is Kick Beats, KIC Beats. He's located on the West Coast. He produced two songs on the EMC album. He produced a song called Scientology, and he produced another song called Fly Thoughts. Super talented dude.
Okay.
Trained musician. He's in music school, all of that, and then he got the boom bap and the beats and all that. It's the best of both worlds. You got a dude who can play keyboards and play live stuff, and then you got a dude that know how to program drums and give you them hard, heavy drums. So he got it covered, man. He's doing his thing. You guys are gonna be blown away when you hear the music that he brings me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. I'm gonna have to go back and check out the EMC joint too, man. I haven't
Fly
picked
thoughts.
It up and listened to it in a second, but I'm gonna have to check it out.
Fly Thoughts. Yeah. It was both of the songs he did was singles. Fly Thoughts and Scientology. We did videos for both of those records.
Okay.
Check that out.
That's cool, man. So where can we keep in contact with you, man? Where can the listeners like pick up and be like, hey, what's up? You know, how can they check and see what's going on with you and when the tour is gonna be at, or you know, the dates?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a Bands in Town page. You just look up Master A's Bands in Town or EMC Bands in Town. We have both pages. Get the tour dates on there. But you can also get me on Facebook. I have my fan page, which is Master A's Official. And then I'm on there just Master A's on Facebook as well. The best way to reach me is on Twitter, you know, at Master A's, MASTAACE, or Instagram, which is Master A's Picks, PICS. And, you know,
okay.
the group. The group Instagram is at the EMC crew, and the group Twitter is EMC at EMC crew. So you can hit up the group, and you can hit up me.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you taking the time, man, because I know you know in and out in the studio, man, and coming to chill with us again for a second time, and you know, doing the thing with us, man. It's good to talk to you, man, even though it's like so far and few between, man. But it's good to have you on the show, man. I'm going to hit a couple of people,
back,
man, when we let you go. Go ahead.
We know you good people, though.
Definitely. I'll come back on the show when the record is ready to drop. I'll come back on the show and we talk about the new record.
That's what's up. I'm going to hit them with an old joint. I think Stay Busy is off the first EMC, and then Verified is off the second LP, right?
The Verified is off the EP. Yep, the second release, but the EP.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to hit him with that, you know, once we finish our talking and everything, man. But, man, again, I thank you for coming through, man. When you come back, man, we want to bang the shit out of that, the new album, man. It's good to hear from you, Ace, man. That's I don't know what else to say to you, man. It's just good that you're on the show, man. And like I say, we ain't going to keep you, man. We're going to let you chill for the rest of the evening. We're going to play some music, man. But, man, thank you for
all
being
right,
on the show, man.
Thanks for having me
That's
on the
what's
show,
up,
man. I'll talk to you guys in the next few months.
Thank you, sir. We'll be looking forward to it, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Peace out, man. Thank you, sir.
Later, y'all.
Man, that was Master Ace, part of the supergroup EMC. Man, he came like really quick, man. He was on Johnny on the spot, man. That's what I like, man.
That's that Sagittarius in him. I just realized that. I was looking at his thing. I just realized me and him got the same birthday. I said,
oh, man, you got a birthday coming up.
Hey, so does he. And Jay Z.
Both of y'all, yeah. Now you a November baby, right?
No, December 4th. December
4th.
Oh,
you a December baby.
Yeah, that's that shit. Yeah.
I'm, you already know I'm at the end of the month. So.
November 30th.
Yeah, the 30th. End of the month, man. I'm sliding into December, man. But, man, we're going to slide on up out of here, man. I want to thank Ace for coming through, man. It was a brief interview, man. Well, I'm going to play these two joints off the EMC, man, LPs. If y'all get a chance, man, pick them shits up. And
yeah, I'm going to hear that.
Put some money in that man's pocket. So I'm going to hit you off and verify it, and then we're going to slide in to stay busy. Nod your head.
Nod your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guess who's been back strapped, ready for war? It's not a game, but we came back to settle the score. It's not a hobby. Tonight, I'ma catch a body. Who the best out? I'm leaving no doubt, like Gwen Stefani. You catch nice, hardly ever the worst fitting. Each verse dispersing some of the worst venom. Reverse the earth spinning and take it back to that New York 90s golden era of rap. My era was full of crack cocaine. This era makes me wanna blow my brain like Kurt Cobain. I'm rolling with great names, not the kind that bark. These chicks can have the money, never have my heart. I fucking get my groove on. Smack her on her ass till I turn her bottoms red like Louboutin. And keep her moving on to the next one, then the next one, cause we the best,
You know why?
Hitting with flick damages on all these amateurs who think they want a piece of me like managers. Get the guard pads and bandages, cause everybody know it's easy to get eight like sandwiches. All I need is a DJ and some cold cuts, and for kicks I make a mixed crowd go nuts. First I spit it, and everybody know I shit it, but won't admit it, so I bounce like old struts. Let me break it down for y'all like machinery. EMC seem to be the best on the scene to me. August, four of us on a tour bus, and that's a good look like scenery. That's our face on the postcards, most squads look at us, point at us and say, those dogs.
You know why?
I'm from the Midwest, the slang will tell a whole story. I hate when old niggas be living off their old glory. When y'all was hot, JFK was probably still alive. That's word to Kendrick, these niggas just trying to kill my vibe. Last album I was pissed, now I'm pissed off. Like when the top on your drink's too hard to twist off.
Yeah.
And you can miss me with your overrated hour show. I'd rather watch paint dry or a damn flower grow. And since we here, get a bunch of shit clarified. Career's alive, even though you niggas swear it died. And it's too late to run now, nowhere to hide.
Nope.
And I tweet better, and my shit ain't even verified. Strickling, yeah, respect is what you need to pay. Go right ahead if you got some shit you think you need to say. But if not, shut the hell up and leave the day. And let them EMC boys properly lead the way.
At Lollapalooza, holla that Lala and Luda. Rock with Nas in Aruba, then Lady Gaga in Cuba. But I'm wild in Aruba on YouTube. Put your face inside a pile of manure in front of thousands of viewers. Being browsed by consumers who only found it as humor. Within an hour or sooner, get around like a boomer. Like LeBron with the heat, I'm surrounded by shooters. When I brainstorm my mind, it's like a cloud for computers. Words.
Punchline. Words were Master Ace. One question. What y'all be up to?
Taking my daughter to school. Contact who's important. Recording by noon. Never boring, touring New Orleans and Jordans and Jewels. At home to my Florida pool, the water is cool. Contracts being back to my lawyer to view. What up with you?
Ain't nothing, making joints that y'all are copping. On top of that, plenty knowledge dropping and collar popping. A sneaker pimp with small hopping, a lot of shopping. Styling on them, it's not a problem. I stay busy.
punch, get him.
Back to hit him with these raw bars. Released an album called Underground Superstars. Lost friends, reroute, had to clean house. Since our last CD, the scene went south. A lot popped, and that's the age. What you got, rockin'?
Yeah. Hit the studio, recorded with Ed. A&E dropped right when you thought it was dead. Man, before you had the thought in your head, I instead had to keep the fans fed like water and bread. Can't sleep, man, move like a portable bed. EMC and we forging ahead, we ain't stopping either. You might bot us on the low like you copping reefer. But had no fear, fan, play it loudly. EMC, man, say it proudly, it's us.
See, the fans been wondering where we've been, but we've been right here, staying busy all year. We ain't going nowhere, and the plan's still the same, we're still all in. But we've been right here, staying busy all year. We ain't going nowhere.
Since the show, I've been hustling on my hard grind. This rat race, I hurdle over these hard times. In my mind, wonder if I should rap or stop. Rap or not, I need my space like an astronaut. Real shit, NASA Ace, what you dealing with?
Last year, I predicted I was going beyond. Best album of the year list, son of Yvonne. Man, them critics ain't wanna be wrong, but they was way off. I stayed busy, no day off. How about you?
Let me get you updated on my latest. Well, I voted for Obama, promoted my album. People quoted in Uganda, about to open up in Ghana. Soaking in a sauna on a boat in the Bahamas. On the coast where it's piranhas, women doper than Rihanna. What's the deal
with these lames and their egos that's quick to bruise? Moping, running around hoping that Strick'll lose. Your girl thought my lines were slick to use. Then I scored, now I'm all in her crib dancing like Victor Cruz. Lights out, nigga, flip the fuse. Cause I done been to Germany and South Africa twice. Canada too, but damn, with South Africa nice. And I've been wanting to go there for like half of my life. Now I did, cause my rapping is nice. I stay busy, nigga.
See, the fans been wondering where we've been, but we've been right here, staying busy all year. We ain't going nowhere, and the plan's still the same, we're still all in. But we've been right here, staying busy all year, we ain't going nowhere.
Came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls gone wild when you turn flooded. And I had them like wild, cup dirty. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard. Woo. Way too much codeine in that room. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my shit, my bags, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffin'.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something.
Yeah. And we're back. So yeah, well, I hit y'all with that them two EMC joints, man. Words, Words, Master Ace, and forgot the other cat, man, but yeah, I just hit y'all with two of them. Verified and Stay Busy. And then of course I had to hit you with that trap nigga music. Drake and Future. You ever noticed, though, well, I guess you would notice, trap music is like three keys and some pianos or some low synth and bass. You ever notice that? You ever pick up on that?
Enchanting.
It's like three notes and some hard bass. And it's what's popping now, man. It's like, man, it's out there. I told you that, like, this year, like I said, I was going to stop being biased and try to play some shit, man, that wouldn't normally be played on the show. And like I say, most of this shit is, like, stuff that I have listened to on Sirius on various channels and shit, and it catches me off guard because it's like I hear it so much. And then after a while, like I say, you find yourself like, damn, this shit is okay, I guess. It's catchy. And I can't even be mad about it because if I was these guys' age now, I would be listening to this shit. I wouldn't know nothing about Master Ace, none of the golden era MCs and shit that they say we're all old men and upset about not being around anymore and all that shit. They still around. It's just a sign of the times, man. Shit changed, you know? But yeah, that's what we had. I'm gonna still hit y'all off with some of the joints off the Game album, Documentary 2. And I had some Illa J, Dilla's brother, little brother. But I'm gonna say that for next week. I got a lot of shit I'm gonna play next week. I'm gonna go like super scouring for like rare shit. I kind of wanted to do a show where all females, and I'm trying to pick up a whole bunch of shit to play. We're gonna play some Red's material too. She's been bullshitting. She ain't putting nothing on the show in a while. We're gonna. And we're gonna play some Red stuff. I've been hankering to do a all female show, and just play like, you know, it's more out there than Nicki Minaj and Deja Loaf. Back up off me. Oh man! But yeah, it's shit out there, man. It's a lot of unsigned talent and everything. And it's just trying to get it and find it and open it up, you know, to be heard. So that's what I'm going to probably wind up doing either next show or the show after that. Because it's a lot of stuff, man, that y'all miss, that y'all really don't hear. And I'm going to try to balance it out with, like, you know, like I got new Rick Ross shit that I'm going to put on. That Foreclosure track he did was pretty nice, though. I ain't gonna front, man. I'm not no Rick Ross fan like that, but you know there are some gems that make you be like, damn. And I have heavily been sleeping on A$AP Rocky and Ferg too, man. They got some underground joints, some hip hop joints out there too. It ain't all trapped and all that shit, but they got some stuff out there. So I'm gonna try to, like I say, be a little bit better with it, and hopefully next week. I know D was thinking about getting Prince Marky D from one of your members of the Fat Boys on here. So I'm going to see what's going to happen with that. And, you know, we try to have him and go back into the history of how the Fat Boys got started. You know what I hate what I do, D? I'm getting ready to call you D, your street name. What I hate doing, man, is when we have a guest and I forget to ask about some shit, man. Ace, and I know he get tired of talking about the shit, man, but, you know, I be on Facebook, and I'm friends with original members of Master Ace's Slaughterhouse group, the INC crew, and Lloyd Digger and Paula Perry. And there was some beef within, you know, the INC crew. You know, Paula Perry got beef and Lloyd Digger got beef. And I wanted to ask him, I mean, hear firsthand from him, you know, what was the problem that Paula Perry has with him? Because Paula Perry is kind of like D. Barnes. You know who D. Barnes is, right? Shalom.
Yeah.
You know who D. Barnes is?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on mute. My bad.
Okay. Well, she has beef with Ace, and every time I see her on her page, it's like she trying to air him out and just straight talk about him and everything. It's like she's still mad about something that happened years ago and won't bury the hatchet about it. I'm going to try to get her on the show, too, to hear what her real grudge
is
with Ace.
Yeah.
What's
so
up
Paula good?
Because
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Paula Perry, man, was a tight female MC, man, back in the day, man. She had some shit, you know, out there. And then when she was with Master Ace, even better, you know, but it just fell apart for whatever reason, man. And same thing with Heather B, man. Heather B, I don't know if y'all familiar with Heather B, but she was a good-ass MC, man. She got her start on, she was one of the first real-world reality stars. She got her, you know, her start, on, you know, on there. And she dropped, like, I think, I want to say 3 albums. But, you know, that's what I kind of want to do, man. I want to find out what's going on with Afro Puffs, see what's up with her. I want to see what's up with Ray. I want to see what's up with her. Maybe get Queen Latifah. You know, see if we can get her on here, man. You know, just try to find some of them the MCs, the female MCs that really have talent, that really can structurally write a rhyme without having nobody write it for them, you know? And, you know, just, I don't know, man. I want to do a better show, a better form of show, and have people just be on here like awed. You know what I mean? Just have them on here and just hear. I want some of these cats to loosen up too, man. You know, tell us some shit, man. You know, I'm going to ask you some shit. I might throw you a curveball, but tell us some shit, man. Let me hear something, man. You know, what's going on with you for real, man? Loosen up, you know? Anyway, enough about that. Let me see where we go. All right, what else we got news here? Ain't really shit in news, man. About Drake and Serena getting engaged. What is this? Write anything now? Yeah, that's some whack shit. Oh, okay. I know what I want to talk about. Red, you're a woman, right? You're a woman.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. How do you feel about Hillary Clinton being president, or possibly being president? We ain't going to say being president. We're going to say possibly being president.
About Hillary Clinton? See, my whole thing is let the best person, the best Democratic candidate, you know, win. Now, that shit with them emails, they could probably just go ahead and let them go. Let that shit go, let it ride, because that was kind of stupid. But
I still don't even know what that shit is about with the emails. But go ahead.
Because she sent an email responding to some shit, but it came from her personal email instead of the email she's supposed to use as, you know, her government email.
Okay. It's her personal. So what?
Right.
As long as it wasn't anything derogatory, like some of these motherfuckers with the racist shit, you know, sending them to friends and they slip out. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
But looking at the cast of characters that are running for president, man.
It's real scary. It's real scary because mm-hmm. Trump is doing pretty mm-hmm. good in the polls right now.
Yeah,
now, they had
kinda...
a debate with Clinton. I, the guy's name is on the tip of my brain right now, but they had the debate
yeah.
in Vegas. And, you know, it was lackluster. I mean, I ain't looking for no rap battle or anything like that, but it was real lackluster, man. But anyway, my whole segue into that was, you know, we've had a rash of people putting their foot in their mouth. And T.I. had something to say about Hillary Clinton that kind of had, you know, women's lib up in arms, man. And, he, you know, his feeling is generally chauvinistic and everything. He doesn't see a woman running the White House because he feels a woman's views, you know, they're too emotional to be able to run the country.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, that now these aren't my views. These are T.I.'s. You know, he feels that a woman is too emotional to run the country. And I'm a believer like this. I look at it like this. If a woman is able to bear your children and take care of your household mm-hmm. with a sane and stable mind, she should be able to handle the country. Now, that's you know, I will go and say running a country and running your household is a big step. Okay,
mm-hmm.
country, a lot of people. A household, maybe 3-4 people. Okay, I get it,
okay.
what he's saying, but I think he puts, he doesn't put any intelligence behind what he's saying because it was very stupid to just feel that just because she's a woman, she can't handle the trials and tribulations. Yes, we all rule off of emotion.
Yeah,
I mean,
but she's not going to be running it by herself, though. It ain't like she's got people, council advising and everything. And besides that, her husband was president for 2 terms, so she already know how it go. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it ain't
she's got
if
ten,
that, if
you know,
a woman can't be president, then a woman can't, she can't, that means she can't be president of no company, she can't be no entrepreneur because, man, that's retarded. You kind of set history back saying shit like that.
Yeah,
they think,
but,
you know, she get mad because she PMS. Well, she ain't PMSing no more, so
she be all
right. Right, menopause like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
she
all right.
But you know, it's just the thought process, man. I mean, she can't do no worse than, you know, others that have come before her. You know, Obama didn't do so bad either. Obama did a lot of shit. It's just our own people sit over there and, you know, browbeat him because he didn't help blacks directly. And there are some things he could have did, and there are some things he couldn't have done. You know, but I'm not sitting here critiquing the man based off the fact that he didn't give me any handouts, he didn't help me, he didn't uplift me, he didn't do that. There are a lot of our people that have this view of, you know, the president and what he didn't do for people of color. And I'm certain there were things he could have did, but it's not the president of United Negro States. You know, it's the president of the United States, you know what I'm saying? And real talk, I mean, a lot of people may not agree with me, but we can't even help ourselves half the goddamn time. You got motherfuckers over here talking about boycott BET. Okay, because they didn't support the Million Man March. Okay, cool. That shit went over like a ton of bricks because people were still watching, okay? So
mm-hmm.
now you got motherfuckers out here talking about boycott Christmas. I understand. You see what I'm saying? I understand the thought process. You hurt people in the pocket. But it's not going to happen because people in general, not just our people in general, are too materialistic. They are too much of, I got to keep up with the Joneses. There ain't nobody boycotting Christmas. I mean, as much as I would like to, and unless I'm a Jehovah Witness and shit like that, ain't nobody boycotting Christmas because people like to get gifts and things like
right.
that. But I understand the logic behind it, but boycotting Christmas is not going to hurt anybody in the pocket. You want to boycott something, boycott the company. Don't boycott Christmas, boycott the company. Don't put money in the company's pocket. And by company, I mean boycott Black Friday. Boycott Target. Boycott Walmart. Don't shop at them stores no more. Right. That's how you hit somebody in the pocket. You can't boycott a season. You know, not even a season, a holiday. You can't boycott a holiday. I mean, and expect it to go over. That's just like, you know, when the gas prices was high and shit, and everybody was like, oh, let's boycott the gas because it's $5. And in some cases it worked, but in others it didn't. Because if they want to hit you in the pocket, they're going to hit you in the pocket. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. They're going to do what the fuck they're going to do, you know. There are good causes to fight, and there are other causes that are just stupid to fight, you know. And we can't even get unified, especially here in Chicago, you know, to stop motherfuckers from killing each other and shit. How the hell are you going to boycott Christmas? Show ass
you ain't.
Out of here. That ain't going to happen. Boycott that movie theater. Boycott that restaurant. Stop putting black dollars, or as the Jews call us, liquid dollars, into bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And don't take it personal. If there are any Jews listening to the show, I'm not anti-Semitic or anything like that, man. But, I mean, but that's what y'all call us, and it's true. We have liquid money. Our money pours through our fingers. You know, we so quick to spend that $100 on a Jordan or spend $100 on some bullshit instead of investing that money to do more with your community, man. And you know, like I say, I'm the last dude to really trip on that and everything, man, because certain shit I won't support, you know. And it's not because I have anything against the cause, but certain things I will not support. I mean, it's just it. I have my own convictions. I have my own views on things that I will support and that I won't support. You know, I'll donate to the cause here and there, but certain shit, man, you're doing too much. You know, that's just how I feel. You know, I don't even know how we got onto that shit anyway, but anyway. I'm going to hit y'all with a couple more songs, and I don't know, Red, you got something you want to lay on people, or you good?
I'm in
the show early tonight. D, if you're going to bring your black ass on, D, and get on the show and run your mouth, I suggest you do so after I do these songs. So I'm going to hit y'all with these two game joints, and we're going to go from there. So, Najee, hit.
Yo, Will I Am, my nigga. It's your boy Dre. Yo, I don't think people know that you know how to take it to the streets.
Check it out now. Check it out now, check it out, uh-huh. It's like that, yeah, it's like that now. It's like that, uh-huh, it's like that now. That black 4-5, I gotta put it on. That chrome Glock 9, I gotta put it on. That 38 special, I gotta put it on. Never leave the house without the Teflon. Hop off the porch like, oh, 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 oh. That new bounce, new bounce. Don't trip on me, 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 nigga, don't trip. Don't trip, homie. Yeah, I'm the opposite of Crip, homie. You ain't even gotta ask, niggas know me. I make it rain like Tony. Aventador to the corner store. I whip this hard. Compton God, watch him jump over cop cars. Yeah, I grew up doing WA, nigga, and my granny's whipping yay, yay, nigga.
Come on. Crip, homie, I grew up around Crip, homie. Where you motherfuckers find this phony? Acting hard, he's a tender brony. The boulevard to the prison yard, I push this card. West side rolling, wherever you are. And I been coming up, and ain't none of y'all niggas running up. Cause I'm quick draw when I'm gunning up. Boy, you know the sun ain't coming up. Lay that ass down, trying to milk this cash cow. Face down, look at you now, bitch.
Oh, 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 that new bounce, new bounce, new bounce. Don't trip on me, don't trip on me, don't trip on me, don't trip
on me. Don't trip on me, nigga, don't trip. You know the deal, greet a nigga on your knees. Big shirt to talk around town, I don't need shit. Compton, deep water, got him seasick. Murder, murder shit, ain't nobody see shit. Bomb weed, palm tree, gold D shit. Who that nigga that said I wasn't gon' be shit? Cocktail through the window with the endo. What this is, we don't stress the innuendo. We do what we wanna when we want to. And we never hesitated to confront you. And we seen shit as kids. It was normal to us, I might tell you, but it might fuck around and haunt you. I want you to come and see this shit. Don't fuck about no chores, nigga, I want you to come and be this shit. Ren, Cube, Yellow Trey, and Easy E this shit. See how long it take your punk ass to lead this bitch. Come. Don't trip on me, don't trip on me, don't trip on me, don't trip on me, nigga, don't trip. Don't trip, blood. I make it rain in Compton like it's a strip club. I grew up in Santana Block, that's where the Crips was. My mama house was in the middle of the street. I was a nigga supposed to get to school. I hopped every backyard on my block till I got to Elm Street. Took the rag out my sock, and I could have been a Crip, but I ain't like Blue that much. All Crip school, I ain't really go to school that much. I was selling crack on Elm, bagging up sacks on Elm. With a ratchet in my bull jacket, giving you the facts on Elm. King Frog and Big Face, they had my back on Elm. We was fighting over territory with the T-flats on Elm. I had the scrap on Elm. That's how I got my stripes, Air Max 95s, not a scratch on my Nikes. 2016, motherfucker, don't you pull it. Cause I made it out of Compton with a stab wound and 5 bullets. Don't trip on me, 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 nigga, don't trip. Cause I'm bull like that, I'm bull like that. I'm boo like that, yeah, I'm boo like that. They said, gang, why you always act a fool like that? Cause I went to Compton High, Crip school like that. I was blood and I ain't really like Blue like that. They was crippin', they ain't give a fuck who like that. Them niggas jumped me, why they have to do a rule like that? Nigga went and got the homies and we flew right back. They see like that, we be like that. We trip like that, cause LA sick like that. We blood like that, we Crip like that. The blood lit like that, we out.
When you ready, let me know. When you want it, let me know, I got it. When you see me, congratulate a nigga, don't hate. Niggas will always be niggas, yup, true. That's why I don't trip on these niggas, would you? Niggas is wild like gorillas and stuck in that zoo. Yup, what happens when niggas unite and start making it move? Don't trip.
Yo.
Back when Dot was hanging out at Tops in the Benzo, freestyling to them chronic instrumentals. No pens and pencils. I was out there blooding like a minstrel with a backwood clenched between my dentals. Way back when we was outside with the endo, hot boxing rentals in front of Centennial. Remedial thoughts, never thought that I would amount to shit. Smoke chronic, fuck bitches, ride around bouncing shit. From Impalas to that Harley truck, to dish ragging bitches that was hard to fuck. I came up, it was hardly luck, just left Compton, and I ain't have to use my AK.
What a day, what a day.
Back with my driver's license, was baby facing trifling. I made my way through crisis. I made my tape and recorded portraits in front of sirens. I made you hate the vibrant. You can't escape the tyrant. You can't relate where I've been. And that ain't my problem. Acting too grown and shit. Capping that bitch and shit. My religion through songs and shit. On me, that's on me. Raise up, nigga, you are not the homie. Bitch, I'm well connected from my section down to Long Beach. Fumbling with Tetris, if you're black, neglecting your kids. Every day I wake up with my face up to my father, making sure my heart is pure enough to grow my seed and harvest all my green and stuff and double up my plantation with dollar. Harry dreaming such reality, my deja vu done caught up. Bitch, I'm brought up with the homies. That's on me. 24/7 Kendrick revving these cold streets. Don't we live by it, die by it, then reincarnate. And if game told me drive by it, I raise AK. Ain't no shame on it, cry about it. Fuck that, I play like no name on it, blindsided. Ain't no one say documentary had identity, so where I'm from, that's for my energy. Had to make sure the better me won. It ain't no better one, son. It ain't no telling me none. Nigga, that's Chuck, Doc, Dre, and K. The legacy's done. Blah.
Oh man. You thought these niggas with attitude to show gratitude? Fooled you. From 2000. 2015 to infinity is still bomb weed and Hennessy. I can pimp a butterfly for the energy. Game, I need a cappella.
Here I go. Give me a minute, nigga.
About to hit a home run, K-Dot, grab the pennant, nigga. Pin it on my Pendleton, trap late night, Jay Leno them. Got my mama a tennis bracelet, Wimbledon or Wimbledon. Now can I rap for a minute, black on the track for a minute? Look at my rhyme book, see murder like when I was a fan of No Limit. Ain't no gimmicks round here, this Compton, me, Doc, and Kendrick. Chronic good kid, my first shit, 3 documentaries, now I'm blocking Century. 16 Impalas, they bounce like they in Godala. That's on my mama, niggas up and did me a solid.
I put that on me. That's on me. You get a bullet fucking with the little homie.
Think back, being boo, fuck your rules. Nigga, this Piru. Slide through with the Erykah Badu. Westside Compton. Nigga, don't mind if I do. From Piru Street to my Oak Street. Nigga, this Compton. Grew up on the dead end. Got an arm full of dead friends round here, Cripsy. Sweating us niggas like a headband. Like, what's up, cuz? No time to stop and think. Pull your strap before they do. Or you go shot before you blink. Straight out of Compton. 3 times I told you. The 3rd time I said it with TDE, motherfucker. I make you eat every letter. Soon feed you niggas like Tyler's from the city of Impalas. Where shot callers take their pit bulls and them niggas Rottweilers, my clip pull, I quit pull, no more slinging, 8 balls on the corner, and all the niggas I used to freestyle with, I ate y'all on the corner, caught a corner, niggas dead out here, hanging on the light by a thread out here, them niggas wearing all that red out here, be snap back some niggas head out here, so don't
you come fucking with the little homie,
so OG, they call me Tony, Montana no Finch, my red bandana legit, my uncle told me before he died, just keep your hand on the brick,
so I did,
sell every chicken that a nigga had in stock,
yes I did,
walk the Compton high pocket full of rocks,
yes I did,
skip class,
yes, I did.
Whoop niggas ass,
yes, I did.
Fuck a bitch behind the bleachers while on the rack.
That's on bloods.
West side,
that's on bloods.
This tech fly,
that's on bloods.
You fuck with that, I let you choke on your blood. I put that
on me, that's on me. On me, that's on me. On me, that's on me. Raise up, nigga, you are not the homie. On me, that's on me. On me, that's on me. On me, that's on me. Raise up, nigga, you are not the homie.
Life, I'm an outlaw, and the next bitch ain't nothing but a house call.
Scrolling through my iPhone, looking for my side chick. This bitch always flipping, pushing buttons like a sidekick. That's when I hop in my Jeep and pull it up to Toxic.
And while you gone, guess what? I'll be bouncing on that side chick, nigga.
Lamar, Q-Tip, man, it's pretty tight album, man. I ain't got through it all the way through yet. I found Choice Selections. Now, there's two albums out there. I think the second one is a mixtape. I haven't heard it yet, but there's the Documentary 2, and then there's an album floating around called the Documentary 2.5. So... But I don't know what's wrong with the station either, man. It sounded like the music wasn't playing correctly and everything. I don't know if we're having issues with the server or anything like that. But it sounded peculiar coming through my headset. So either way, I'm going to hit y'all with some more next week on the show. Hopefully we'll have Prince Marky D. Maybe we'll get Eric Sermon ass up in here. I don't know, man. But we're going to keep bringing it to you every Wednesday. We're going to do something. And I'm signing off, man. It's 9:18 where I'm at in Chicago. And
yeah,
I'm tired. Shit. I don't know who B got on tomorrow. Shit, I'm tired. I'm a tired host. I don't know who got on tomorrow, but the show is going to be good. It's always good. If you missed Sherry Shepherd yesterday, man, you can catch it on the replay on Blog Talk Radio, D-Hour Show. You can catch this show on replay on the D-Hour Show, Naja Here Wednesdays. I mean, we do what it do. The D-Hour Show is going to be on for a long time. He's trying to find... I don't know. He's still looking for some co-hosts on Saturday. Dude, advertise the show, man, like he getting paid, man. he out here, man. D put hook it up, man. I can't even trip, man. D been running this show for a long time. And here's the incredible thing about the D-Hour Show, Naja Here Wednesdays, I Got Something to Say, and all the other shows. My man does the talent scouting by himself. My man gets on Twitter. He talks to these people. He gets them on the show. So, dude, make it happen. I'm not going to sit here and doubt him. I'm not going to sit here and say he ain't make it happen. Dude has made it happen. D has brought, he has put some time and invested some hours into this network of his. And All I can say is respect that, man. Respect who he's bringing to the platform. Respect the DJs that he has, bringing it to you every day. And again, let me specify. Let me just put this out here, man, and let y'all know for real. Nobody gets paid for this shit.
Nope.
So these people that are coming on this show and giving us their time, they giving us a time off of GP. We ain't paying a motherfucker. Nobody. I ain't got no money. I'm broke. Red broke.
I'm broke.
D broke.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people that's on this show is broke. We ain't got no ends. No ends. You know? But we doing what it do. Oh, hold on. We got a caller.
Uh-oh. That's D.
Nod your head radio. Who calling?
Hey, guys. It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Nothing. Just over here at work. I work at Quiznos Subs, and I'm listening to the show on my internet. Love the program.
Great.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I
guys,
appreciate that. I appreciate the call.
Not a problem. When does he come on to the program?
He's already been on. He was on the previous hour, sir. He's been on and gone. But if you want to catch him, if you want to catch it, the show, we do have repeats of the show on the site. Click the link, and you can catch Master Ace and hear what he had to talk about. He's got an album coming out. He's got two group albums, him, Wordsmith, a couple other cats on there, EMC. Go pick him up, man. Check him out, man. Support that brother, man, and listen to the joints, man.
Fantastic. Did you say Will Smith?
No, Wordsworth. That's
Wordsworth.
One of the guys.
I thought you said Will Smith. I'm like, what the hell did I miss in the first hour? Hey, guys, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I just wanted a real quick question for you guys on the show, and then I'll let you go and I'll take it off the air. If you added up all the people on the show tonight, how much do you guys get a month in food stamps?
Really? That's funny. That's funny.
I'm still trying to laugh. All
right. It's the quality of the people that call in. You know, you get characters that call in and you know, put their little lame insults in. But you know what? Again, listener at Quiznos. Is Quiznos even a functioning company anymore? We don't even have a Quiznos in Illinois. You got one in Atlanta?
Yeah, but you know, we in the South, so they love that rosemary bread.
See? No, it's always an ass clown, man. I don't get that. Mm-hmm. You gonna call me
that
Quiznos?
That made it nice. I hope that made it nice.
I guess whatever. Anyway, do what you do, dude. Again, like I said, we don't get paid a dime for this shit. We get on the show, we say what the fuck we're gonna say, we do what we're gonna do, and we have the guests come in on the show, and they do what they do, and they do it out of love, and that's all I can ask for. So to the ass hat at Quiznos, I want a pastrami, hook the bread up, lettuce, cheese, and tell your moms. I ain't going to tell your moms to do what she need to do for me. But anyway, we're going to slide up out of here. And, we're going to let it ride. We will see you guys next Wednesday. Check out D's show tomorrow. Again, I don't know who he's got on. He's got somebody coming on. Check him out. See what's going on with him. And nod your head.
Nod your head.
Talk. Peace.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.